This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holdsworth is the founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. Absolute must reading if you want to know what's going on, the very latest in Virginia politics. And Bob joins us on Monday afternoons. And Bob, you have a bit of a bombshell for us that is, as you told me just now during the break, this is a story here that's about to go national, and folks will hear it here for the first time. This is just amazing. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, Coy, this is this story that I'm going to tell is an example of how the news cycle and the press reports operate today. And we're going to see a story that began with a student reporter at VCU that's about to go viral here in Virginia. And my guess is that we're going to be reading about it nationally very soon. And as you know, what's been happening is that there is a big debate down in the General Assembly, and particularly among some activist groups, about whether or not state government should defund any money that goes to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood provides a variety of services, but included among them are abortion services and abortion counseling services. Social conservatives have seen this as something that the state should have no involvement in whatsoever for many years, and they have argued strenuously against it, are arguing against it this year. And Bob McDonald, Bill Bowling, and Ken Cuccinelli have all said that they are in favor of the social conservatives' position. So what you had was a big debate going on a major social issue, and that it was related to funding of Planned Parenthood by the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Gotcha.
What happened last week is that they held a press conference to talk about defunding. And at that press conference, Delegate Bob Marshall, who is a very energetic, active, and important social conservative, made the following statement. He said the number of children who are born subsequent to a first abortion with handicaps has increased dramatically. He said, why? Because when you take the firstborn of any, nature takes its vengeance on the subsequent children. And Marshall went on further to say that in the Old Testament, the firstborn of every being, animal and man, was dedicated to the Lord, and there's a special punishment Christians would suggest. So what's happened is that this issue that was centered first on the funding of Planned Parenthood is now in the process, just as we speak, of kind of going viral in Virginia on a lot of the blogs, and it'll be obviously picked up by a lot of the, what you might call the major newspapers that didn't pick up the story last week. And my guess is that you're going to see a lot of the advocates for the disabled very energized about this. And my guess also is that this is the kind of comment that you're going to hear and see on the national television pretty soon.
It's just amazing. We're talking with Bob Holdsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. You can read about this story very soon. He's just about to post this story. We're talking about it here first. And so national news, because you know this will go national, will report that a Virginia politician, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, has said that disabled children are God's vengeance for abortions.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they're going to say it. The story, for example, interestingly, Coy, this story was picked up by some very small papers that pick up the Capital News Service, this student organized effort that's run out of a mass comm program at VCU that covers the Capitol and then sends these stories around the state. And a lot of small papers that don't have their own reporters there sometimes pick up these CNS stories. So there's been one story posted in the Stanton News Leader, and then there's another story posted in the Yorktown Gazette. I think by tomorrow you're going to see more and more of these stories in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, the Washington Post, and that will get further picked up because it really does fit into kind of a script that the national media will find, I think, very, very engaging right now. So it's really a case study in how one comment today can go viral so quickly, particularly when it's done in the context of a heated issue such as funding for Planned Parenthood, and then touches upon the issue of whether or not disabled children are in some ways punishment for things that parents may have done at one time or another. So I just can't imagine that there's a lot of people in America who won't be talking about that tomorrow.
Amazing. We're talking with Bob Holdsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com about the recent comments of Delegate Bob Marshall. Now, Bob, let's talk about when this does go viral, and this of course will. This is just amazing. Because you're right, it does fit into that national script that national reporters. I mean, how many times has Pat Robertson said something wacky that homosexuals are the cause of terrorist bombs and earthquakes, and he's said a bunch of what I would characterize as wacky things. But Bob Marshall has done that as well. I mean, what do you think is going to be the reaction? Is this going to have some reaction against Bob Marshall or this cause? Or is this just going to be, Bob Marshall again?
That's going to be the interesting issue, that there certainly will be people who will point to the fact that Bob Marshall is a very vocal guy, says what he wants to say, has done so on a number of instances, has had a tremendous amount of influence on some issues, such as the transportation program that he took to the Virginia Supreme Court, his health care bill this year, basically suggesting that the Obama health care plan was unconstitutional, was passed by both houses, both chambers in Virginia. So it's hard for me to imagine that we're not going to hear a lot about this, both in terms of Delegate Marshall and his influence, but also it is going to raise the question of where the defunders of Planned Parenthood are on, you might say, Marshall's comments. That's the first thing that the reporters will do, is that they'll go back to Bowling, Cuccinelli, and McDonnell, who support the defunding, and ask them, do they also support this comment? And certainly, I think it's going to energize Planned Parenthood. I think you're going to hear a lot about this. The comments have been circulating around the disability rights groups and disability advocates in Virginia all day long. And what you're going to see is that they're going to become far more assertive in responding to this over the next day or so.
Yeah. Well, they'll have to get out and, in front of this. Anybody who's on his side in this issue is going to have to speak out quickly and soon once this hits to try to stay out in front of it. Or otherwise, people are just going to assume you agree with him.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong about this, Corey. Maybe that, this will turn out not to be as large a story as I think it will be. But having watched how the media operate and watch this kind of new environment in which this issue is certainly going to be fueled by the Democratic bloggers who are against this kind of position. And you're going to have, very strong statements issued, I think, by the disability advocates. It's hard for me to imagine that in a day or two, liberal-leaning groups like, MSNBC or the Olbermann Show or Rachel Maddow are not going to have Bob Marshall front and center.
Is there video of this?
I've yet to see any video. There is a audio tape that was actually attached to the original piece that the student from the Capitol News Service did.
Yeah. Well, I would predict here and now that we're going to hear Keith Olbermann name Bob Marshall one of his worst people of the world because of this statement. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
No, I, as I said, I think this is really, almost a case study these days about how in the environment that we live, one comment that you make, particularly if there's a tape, an audio tape or a videotape around, can live on for a long time, and how quickly something can become viral that was essentially missed last week and over the weekend by the major mainstream media in Virginia.
Well, and I know this because my dad was in the room, but the comments of Senator Trent Lott at Thurman's birthday party were the same way. They were totally missed by the national media. They got picked up by one blogger who happened to be there. He wrote about it on a Friday. It was missed all weekend, and then all of a sudden it got picked up on Monday. And then it just went totally national and led to the end of his chairmanship.
Right. It's just you know, it's truly remarkable how that how things operate today in that way. And you know, when I saw this morning from a number of people who were sending me comments about this and sending me references to it, it was really my sense that you know, within 48 hours, this is going to be far more well known. You know, across Virginia and across the country, across the nation, than almost anything else that the Assembly is doing right now.
How could it not be? We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Rick is on the line in Charlottesville. Rick, you're on with Bob. Go right ahead.
Hi, Coy. Hi, Bob. I've got a question about the political ramifications of Bob Marshall's, gaffe last week. Do you think that this will clear the field for Liz Cheney to get the GOP nomination for the Senate in 2012?
That's a great question. I have to tell you, I don't think the field's cleared at all for that Senate nomination, because I think the there's another person out there. You know, Liz Cheney is one really interesting name to put forward. I think the other name that I'm hearing a lot about, of course, is former Senator George Allen. And so I'm not sure what this would do to Marshall's chances against either of them anyway. But the fact of the matter is that that George Allen issued the other day is going to make it, or the other week, is going to make it fairly difficult for any Republican to get into that race, I think, until Allen decides what he wants to do.
Really
good answer.
Rick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. There's Rick online, too. Bob, we're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. I don't see how this can help people who are on Bob Marshall's side. I mean, the people out there who want to see Virginia defund Planned Parenthood, who don't think public money should be spent in this way, how could this possibly help their cause when one of their leaders, the leader of this cause in Virginia, stands up and says something which, speaking for no one but myself, is idiotic, is unbelievably stupid?
Well, I think, you know, you put your finger on the you know, the political issue that arises here, that, you know, things, at least particularly in the House and with the statewide office holders, look pretty good for defunding Planned Parenthood. Now, the big question, of course, is, you know, where the Senate was going to be on this as well. And that by no means was clear that they were going to go along with it. But I think many social conservatives had seen support of this by Bob McDonnell as a key litmus test of McDonnell's continued conservative beliefs. You know, there had been some questions in the campaign by people who had suggested that he had run to the center. I had always thought he simply reprioritized from social conservatism to economic conservatism. I think Bob McDonnell is a very clear conservative. And last week he came out and said, in fact, he'd be willing to sign a pledge to defund Planned Parenthood that this sort of Christian coalition was putting together last week. So it was very clear that all the Republican statewide office holders were on board. And now I think they're going to have to become, I think, more nuanced in their position, suggesting that they're going to still support defunding Planned Parenthood. But my guess is that you're going to see some clear distancing from the position that Marshall took in this press conference by a lot of statewide Republicans, particularly the governor, over the next couple of days.
We want to encourage folks to go to VirginiaTomorrow.com sometime. Bob, you're going to post that story within the next hour?
Yeah, I hope to have it up by probably about 5:15. I'll have a little bit of a story on it.
There you go. VirginiaTomorrow.com. You can see the story there about Bob Marshall's recent comments regarding Planned Parenthood and disabled children being vengeance of the Lord for abortion. Just amazing. Bob, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Always good to be here, Coy. You take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.